In spite of the terrible disasters that had brought ruin on the land of Egypt and had caused great loss and suffering to the people, Pharaoh continued to defy God and refused to let the people of Israel go and worship the Lord in the desert. So the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand towards the sky, so the darkness will spread over Egypt, a darkness so thick that it can be felt." Moses stretched out his hand towards the sky, and total darkness covered all Egypt for 3 days. The night was so dense that no one dared to move during that time. Yet God made a distinction between the land of Goshen, where the Israelites lived, and the rest of Egypt. All the Israelites had light in the places where they lived, while thick darkness lay over the Egyptians. There was not a ray of light anywhere. Throughout the land of Egypt, all ordinary activities ceased. Motionless and terrified, the Egyptians waited for the darkness to lift and for the light of day to dawn. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, "Go and worship the Lord. Even your women and children may go with you. Only leave your flocks and herds behind." But Moses said, "You must allow us to have sacrifices and burnt offerings to present to the Lord our God. Our livestock, too, must go with us. Not a hoof is to be left behind. We have to use some of them in worshipping the Lord our God, and until we get there, we will not know what we are to use to worship the Lord." Beside himself with anger, Pharaoh cried, "Get out of my sight. Make sure you do not appear before me again. The day you see my face, you will die." "Just as you say," Moses replied, "I will never appear before you again. But let me tell you, O king, what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. About midnight, the Lord will go throughout the land of Egypt, and every firstborn son will die, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh, who sits on the throne, to the firstborn son of the slave girl, who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle and flocks as well. There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt, weeping and lamentations such as there has never been or ever will be again. But among the Israelites not a dog will bark. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. And then, O king, you will let us go. You will even drive us out. All these officials of yours will come to me, bowing down before me and begging me, 'Go, go, you and all the people who follow you.' And then, O king, I will leave." Hot with anger, Moses turned his back on Pharaoh and left the palace. The Lord had said to him, "Pharaoh will refuse to listen to you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in Egypt." Although Moses and Aaron had performed all these miraculous signs before the king and his people, Pharaoh's heart remained hard and unbelieving. This was a judgment from God, because the king had repeatedly defied the Lord, the God of Israel. So his understanding was darkened, and his heart remained unmoved. The ninth plague, darkness, was a very significant one for Pharaoh and his people, as the chief god in the Egyptian pantheon was Re, or Ra, the sun god. Re was worshipped in the ancient city of On, later called Heliopolis, situated in the Nile Delta. The city had an important temple dedicated to the sun and schools of learning where priests and physicians worked and taught. But Re, the pagan god of light, became thick darkness to the Egyptians. For them, the sun was obscured, while the Israelites had light in Goshen where they lived. Next episode, the Passover.